There you go. Welcome, folks.
Yeah.
To the Miles and Grant Experience, Saturday, the 27th of April, 2024. Brother Miles, welcome back to Poolside, our weekly unscripted version of the MGE, the Miles and Grant Experience, where you and me just have a conversation. Roll.
Hey.
Hey, man.
What was that? What were you going to say?
I said roll.
Yeah, let's roll.
Wow.
We're doing it.
I went full psychic. I just rang Miles on Zoom then and said, bro, I've got this vibe that you've done the bridge climb in Sydney.
Yeah, so I climbed the famous arch in Sydney yesterday, the bridge with an arch.
Far out, bro. Here's me thinking that you, your brother and your
partner
were there for the gay and lesbian Mardi Gras.
No. It just so happens we're not.
Oh, yeah, it was just your brother that was there for that?
Yeah, I don't hold any bias against him for whatever he chooses.
That was my lame joke that I wrote you during the week. And Miles, that was a really funny thing to say.
Yeah. And guess what, people? He's not even gay.
His boyfriend is, though.
Yeah. His job is.
I have to invite him to my 50th.
You should.
Yeah, no, I will.
Yeah,
he won't,
cool.
He won't come. I don't blame him.
All right. Why doesn't he like you?
No, I don't know. Miles,
why,
you're in.
Why
you're
would
in,
that be?
I don't know. We always had too many laughs together, I guess.
Yeah.
Miles, you're in Sydney. What's going on?
This time I'm in Sydney for the bridge climb, obviously, and to see my very creative and artistic cousin, who's a jeweler in America, Scotia, goes by the brand name Scotia.
Oh, wow.
And to see her dad, my uncle, and my aunt, my dad's sister here in Sydney.
Hmm. So whereabouts in Sydney are you?
So we're in Bonnet Bay.
It's in the south, is it?
It's southwest. It's very pretty here, very bush and scattered housing through the bush. And
oh, wow.
Yeah, it's a pretty area. They've been here 40 years.
Wow.
At this property.
Wow.
Yeah. And so my uncle is turning 80, and we've been lucky enough, and they've been kind enough to invite us here and then house us in the caravan out in the front driveway.
Oh, unreal.
And so I'm sharing a caravan with my brother and my partner, and it's big enough for the both of us, which is even better. And so there might be a bit of background noise, but that's all good. And how have you been, Grant? Where are you at?
Have
we finished with me, or should I just keep rambling?
No, I'll see if I've, so the party's tonight, the birthday?
Well, actually, there's no party.
Right, cool.
There's what they call the Madison Street Gathering. And that's him there yelling out. The neighbours are holding a small gathering at this end of the cul-de-sac street.
Right.
Coming together. And it's interesting because we were talking about this, about neighbours and having good and bad neighbours. And it seems to be quite a thing in this street for people to get to know each other. Whereas in the West, in Western Australia, it's like if you've got a neighbour, you wish you didn't have one.
Yeah, wow.
Even if you hadn't met them. And going on what I was saying in the last episode about me and my neighbours, who I hope to never speak to, that's a bit harsh, but yeah. Yeah, so it's really interesting. I'll see what happens. But that's happening in like half an hour.
Oh, wicked. So there's a real
Yeah,
sense
so
of
it's,
community there, like with the neighbours. Yeah,
yeah,
nice.
it's really nice for them
And
because they're obviously aging too. They've been here that long, that 40-year period. So, and then there's the changing of the guard. So there's younger families here, and so they're trying to keep that psyche happening, which is really cool.
That's super cool, hey. And
Yeah.
your cousin's probably some of the first to move in there, I'm guessing. Like if it's a bushy country,
Yeah,
like
I
40
think it
years
was
ago.
an established area, but
Oh,
obviously
okay.
wasn't as developed because
Yeah.
obviously they've been here. Yeah.
Wow. Oh,
But
that's
yeah,
cool.
my cousin, my male cousin in Scotia went to the primary school, which is like 2 minutes walk.
No way. They grew up there
And he
and
used to be
what?
able to just go through the cul-de-sac, but now the school's all gated.
Yeah.
So you can't even get through to, yeah.
It's magic how young the earth still is, you know what I mean? Civil, not civilization, like, you know what I mean? Like it's developed and advanced, and you know, it feels like we've been here forever. Like a still beautiful place like that where no one lived 100 years ago. And
Yeah, and you
that's a
take possession of these things as your own, but really you need to kind of flow with it, right?
That's so
Yeah.
cool. I guess there's lots of
Because
places in Sydney like that, like Byron's a probably a massive example. You know, 40 years ago it was you know, just a few crew there. And
Yeah, and now it's a hot spot for all the wannabes or need to bees or have beens or
yeah, wild. Well, how was the
yeah.
bridge
I've
climb,
never
dude?
been to Byron,
Me either. Me either.
but the bridge climb, a bit too pricey.
Yeah.
And quite safety regimentedly conscious
Right.
because you get in a
A bit
suit,
too over the
you,
top, or?
a little bit, but I think they're covering all bases with safety and people's capabilities and what they want to do. So,
Yep.
admittedly, it's a one of those opportunities you get to walk up to the top of a structure which is not always accessible. So
Yeah,
you
man.
pay for the privilege, I suppose.
Yeah.
And the view's unbelievable, spectacular
Wow.
of the opera house and then the surrounding suburbs and even looking back into the main circular key city. You've got
Wow.
the Shangri-La and you're up at the same height as the top level, which is 100 and, I think it's 130 odd meters above the harbour, the
Wow.
water
Wow.
at the top, at the summit.
Yep.
And the bridge was completed, just a bit of history, in 1932. Took 10 years to build.
No way.
And it holds 6 million rivets. And just a bit of scale, the Paris Eiffel Tower has 3 million steel rivets.
Yeah,
So there's
right.
twice as many rivets in the Sydney Harbour Bridge.
Far out. Wow. Insane. I can't believe you did that. Bro, you're so cool. You're like, yeah, I'm going to Sydney, man. I'm like, hey, sick, cool. And then you're like, I'm there's a birthday. I'm like, yeah, cool, man. And then like I turn Zoom on and you're got the bridge climb hat on. Oh, dude, I can't keep things like that. I can't, you know, you froth, but you froth well. Like I froth.
Oh.
I'd be saying like last October, yeah, man, I'm gonna do the bridge climb, eh? 6 months before previous, and I'd be talking it out. I like how
Oh,
you can contain your
am I
froth.
taking it? I'm taking it in my stride because it's all relative to the motion of where we're going, I think.
Sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a
So,
incredible day yesterday. We,
yeah,
me and
cool.
my wife were out on the town for the first time together in it's years, Miles.
Yeah.
We went to, and I got social. I had another anxiety attack before we got there
Really?
on the way
Yeah.
down. It's twice now. I think it was like 2 months ago. Exactly the same build up. I got really stroppy 3, 4 hours out. Did all my exercise, did all my breathing, went for a paddle on the lake, come back. I still got stroppier and stroppier. Anyway, it was an Iranian, I've forgotten the name of the religion, but it's an Iranian religion where they embrace Christianity, Buddhism, all the deities of
The
religion.
Zion.
There you go. And there's one word in the wedding, one sentence that they say. Like in the wedding's just basically one sentence, you know, do you want me? Do you want, and that's it. And then you could, they, and there's all the most incredible people from all over the world. There were all these worldly people that were there as the friend group. I was just blown out, and the ceremony was, first of all, at the Standesamt, which is like the official German thing. And then we went up to this, and it was in a funeral parlor. And what happened, they went to register the wedding at the official German office, which you do like a month, 2 weeks ago, because they decided shortly. Then as they left there, the guy dropped his ID, which is the official, his official German ID. The guy who picked it up was the biggest funeral director in Germany. He was sitting at a bakery. He rang this guy and said, I've got your ID. So they went to this guy. They found out he was the biggest German funeral director. He said, for some reason, can we have our wedding at your funeral parlor here in Cologne? He goes, this guy's a multimillionaire. He goes, yes. He goes, there's never been a wedding there for 120 years, ever. Like, so yeah, so we went into the funeral parlor. There's a coffin in there, and everyone's like, what are we doing here? Like, and we went on the tourist train up there to it. And it was there's just sing there's three or four singers, there's pieces of prose from everywhere, like people read stuff. They designed the ceremony like that. And I just met all these open, amazing. It's the classic. I had anxiety and then was just in my element with all these amazing people. Like there's a lady, a couple from the guy was Irish. She was from Uganda. Their daughter lives in Australia, married to an Iranian guy. The son lives in Croatia, married to some woman from Eastern Europe. Like, so international. I was just like, yeah, I was just,
Diverse cultures, yeah.
yeah, and the singing, and I was just the, and then me and my wife had, we were, you know, once I'd settled down, we were, I felt like I was podcasting, you know, just interviewing everyone. I was just so happy talking to everyone.
Well, I can say about the anxiety, Grant, that I'm saddened by the thought that you have pains of anxiety, but those obviously, as you can tell, almost bring you back to where you need to be, right?
Definitely, Miles.
Yeah, so we use it to keep using it.
It's powerful stuff, eh? I think it's something to do with the not the backup of alcohol anymore, and I think it just means I'm on a good run.
Yeah, nice.
Hey,
I'm
man.
glad you had a good time at the wedding.
Hey, Miles. We're just doing a short poolside this week, aren't we? We're just touching base. And, so, man, what are you grateful for this week, bro?
I'm just going to do a short insert into my grateful. Grateful to the memories, and it started like this, as I care to remember the stated look of forget that was on your face. But I remember quite clearly how, why, and when that you forgot how it was when I looked at you with despair again. I'm grateful for words to share on this page and to you for the smile you put on my face. Gratefulness is not too strong a word for you to be in my herd. Never forget the memories you made. It's sad that we got so afraid. Grant,
Appropriate.
where are you grateful?
Bro, I'm grateful for the gift of visualization. It seems more and more evident the older I get that when I believe in the outcome of something, the outcome I want, when I see the event in my head actually happening how I want it to, it seems to be coming true, and it has done for years. So I've just got to believe, just keep believing, and I'm okay.
Run
Everything's
through it.
okay. Yep, run it
Yeah,
through.
nice.
Run it through. Hey man, it's powerful that you're up and at it and ready to receive the Zoom call.
Yeah.
Mind blowing, bro. And
Thanks, Grant.
yeah, say hi to
Great to talk to you again.
Big Cal and Tracy.
I will. Yeah, I will.
I'll get this bad boy edited and up and out in to the podcast world.
Looking forward to listening to it again.
Sick, dude. And I'll speak to you soon, man. Thanks for listening, everyone. Give us a share on your social media. So you click share, and then that goes out, and then other people share it, and then it's like 1,000 people share it.
Thank you.
Speak to you soon, Miles.
See ya.
See you, bro.
Bye.
Bye.